CNN News Selection Number 4, Changing Roles.
Yes, that's right. 11 days after Hurricane Irma, and you got it locked on Cool FM 103.3.
Before Hurricane Irma, radio DJ Jeannie Patterson's role at Anguilla's main commercial radio station was to play music and keep up a lively patter.
It's kind of mind-blowing, actually, the type of reception I'm getting from everyone, because it changed from me being the person to get the party started to you're the guy we're looking to for all the information now.
Irma changed his job description and his life. Since the storm, Jeannie and his fellow workers here at Cool FM 103.3 have switched from DJs to lifelines.
You don't need to go in the line or in the queues to get gas if your tank is on half. There is no gas shortage.
This island was battered by Irma, and the days that followed were brutal. No power, damaged infrastructure, and a shattered communication system. The station's transmission mast was a casualty of Irma's fury, ripped off its base and flung over the building next door.
Now, the mast clearly has been destroyed, but the humble studios next door survived. Staying off air was not an option, so DJ Jeannie and his colleagues knew they had a job to do.
When we came out and started the damage, we were like, okay, we're off air. You know what? We need to get back up.
One jury-rigged mast later, 103.3 Cool FM was back on air. Just outside, listeners take advantage of a makeshift barbershop using the station's generator power. People turned to Jeannie and his fellow DJs for information, guidance, and comfort here and on other islands around the Caribbean.
Tell me about how important the radio station was after the hurricane had gone through.
It was very important in getting information around, to know the whereabouts and what is happening. It's very, very vital to our community.
Vital to communities throughout the region, through Irma, and now another storm, Maria, is headed their way. The job isn't done.
I've been in entertainment for almost 15 years, and I never saw myself as a reporter or someone people would be looking to for motivation and information of that nature, of course. So usually it's, yo, Jeannie, when's the next party? Or, you know, it's stuff like that. So being called for, this is crazy.
When not on the radio, Jeannie DJs at clubs on this and other islands, clubs that are closed for repairs now, or in some cases, no longer even exist. Like so many of his neighbors, his job and his life has changed dramatically, but not his sense of humor.
And it has me here now in a state of flux, because now I'm out of one of my primary incomes. So I'm here trying to figure out what my next move is. Maybe I might get into journalism and take your job.
Michael Holmes, CNN, Anguilla.